Good morning, Marcy.
Good morning, Paul.
Now you can just relax. No problem. It's just me and you talking like we always do. There are just a few, I don't know, thousands of,
thanks.
You know, yeah, they're just listening in. They're just listening in. Okay, hon. Well, for all of those listeners out there, I want to, for the sake of full disclosure, Marcy is a patient of mine, and she has very kindly assented to be interviewed today about her experience in her health challenges or challenge and the adventure, I use that word loosely, in finding a solution and utilizing nutrition response testing. So I talked about the talk. You came to a talk, didn't you, Marcy?
I did.
Yeah. And so why? Why did you come to a talk?
I was curious to learn more about the program.
You mean the nutrition response testing?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, how did you hear about the talk?
Well, I actually had been listening to you for over a year before I actually went in.
A year?
Or more.
Yeah. Maybe a scrinch. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, it took a while.
It did.
It took a while. And you were listening and, you know, you kind of heard me speaking and some of the stuff. Well, I mean, I guess when we eventually got down to it, it all made sense. So why did it take a year to come to a talk?
Good question. I don't know, because if I knew now what I know, it wouldn't have taken that long.
Well, what do you mean?
That I feel so much better.
But it's funny. It's just human nature, right? I mean, it's just, you know, it's so far, I mean, doing something different like this, you know, and you don't really know exactly who I am and sort of what this is. And there's that sort of trust factor deal. But you came to a talk and what did you hear?
What did I hear? Testimonials.
Is that what sealed the deal?
Yeah, I really related to some of those testimonials.
You mean some of the people, some of my patients who,
mm-hmm.
yeah, who were there that come to the talks.
Right.
Yeah. And so they're just folks like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've learned that now.
Yes. Yes, I have.
So what, I mean, was there anything in particular that they said or that I said that sort of just, you know, was an aha moment for you, turned it on, or was it just kind of a sort of a gradual thing through the process of listening?
I mean, I think it was just a gradual thing.
It wasn't any one thing that you heard that sort of just went, ah, yeah, that's it.
No, it was just a gradual thing.
So what were you concerned about as far as your health?
Digestive issues.
Digestive issues.
That's what I initially went in for. And other things I started feeling so much better with other things that I hadn't even discussed with you.
Like what?
Like the neck pain.
Oh, chronic neck pain.
Yes. I never would have thought that it, you know, I could address it with a nutrition response system.
Right. And so, as it turned, and what other things? What other things?
Shoulder pain.
And chronic shoulder pain. Yeah. And how many different things had you done to address these chronic pains? I mean,
chiropractors, massages, and so many, acupuncture, lots of other things.
Lots of other things. Over how long a period of time?
Oh, gosh, probably over 2 years.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff was coming and going and mostly coming and staying.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. And this wasn't even the reason you came in.
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, and you've heard other people, that I've, you know, that I've interviewed talk about how they sort of compartmentalize problems. And don't you think that's just a reflection of the Western medical system in general?
No, definitely.
And now, what would you say to that point of view?
Open up. There are other ways.
And I mean, the recognition, actually, that everything is really connected.
Connected, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what was it? Remember we talked, and then as I have been teaching you and you've been learning so well, the chronic neck and shoulder pain was directly related to one specific gland.
The thyroid.
The thyroid. And had you done blood work before?
Yes.
And how many times had your thyroid shown up in the blood work?
It was fine.
Totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine. So you had the same experience as I did when I did my blood work, and I was, well, I was a little bit, you know, worse off health-wise than you were when you came, but the same thing happened. Everything is just fine, Mr.
Right.
Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that you can't get out of bed without assistance, the fact that you feel like you're suffocating 24/7, the fact that, you know, your digestive system is all up and down the map, the fact that you're having panic attacks, no problem. Blood is just perfect.
Right. You should be fine.
And, of course, the offer. What's the next offer from, you know, our Western kin?
Drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-anxiety drugs or antidepressants. Oh, my God. I'll bet you that scenario has played out hundreds of thousands of times, you know, with any given, you know, week period. Right? Because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're really not. You know, they're really not recognizing the interconnectedness and the simpleness of the whole, you know, of what the solution is. Wouldn't you agree with that now?
Oh, yes. I agree.
And what was it like? What was it like to find the solution? Just talk about it a little bit so people can sort of get up. You know, I mean, how you felt in finding the solution.
Well, I actually felt results probably within 2 to 3 weeks of starting the program.
Wow.
I mean, it was one of those aha moments that, oh my gosh, I don't feel any neck pain. My digestion's better. It was like an epiphany. It was great.
And of course, I know that because I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I know that you're proclivity was to try to use safe, natural, and effective approaches if you can. You really were not into using medications or surgery.
Not at all.
But wasn't it frustrating?
It was very frustrating.
Talk about it just a little bit. I mean,
it was very frustrating going to other practitioners and them just giving me relief for a little bit, but not getting to the root of the problem.
And their heart was in a good place.
Yes.
I mean, they all really want to help. I have no judgment whatsoever on that basis.
Right.
But it really turns out that the whole thing is life and lifestyle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. You were doing it to yourself.
Yes.
But in the beginning, it's kind of hard to accept, isn't it?
It is hard to accept because it's, like you said, it's a different way of thinking.
Yeah. I mean, as it turns out, we do have power and we can make the choice. Right.
Yes, we can.
And you've learned that.
Yes.
You've learned that even more because so what's it like now, Marcy, to walk into a market?
It's, we talked about this.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to talk about it, because it's a common experience, hon. It's a common experience.
It's very interesting because you see things totally different.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, you really never go inside the aisles of a grocery store. You stay on the periphery. You totally bypass all the bread section, all the sugar section. You just look at other people and their carts, and you're thinking, if you only knew what I knew.
Exactly. If you only knew what I now know. And don't we look at back at it, you know, again, it's human nature. We go, and you waited how long to come to you know, took...
about a year.
And you're feeling about that now?
Oh, I was a dummy.
No, you weren't a dummy. You were just following your heart. But we do. I mean, the point is, if somebody was, and I know many people are listening out there right now. And they don't know who I am. And, you know, I'm on the radio and I'm, you know, trumpeting this nutrition response testing and, you know, we're talking and all. I mean, but truly, from your heart, what would you say to them if they were suffering from some chronic, you know, issue that they'd been sitting on the fence about? What would you say?
Oh, definitely go see you. It's a life changing. You feel so much better.
It helps
everything.
Yeah, and of course, it's about learning, right? It's not just about taking supplements, which you do.
Right.
It's not just about changing your diet, which you have.
No, it's a whole new way of thinking and learning.
It's a whole new way of thinking and learning. And that mm-hmm. whole new way of thinking and learning has brought the quality of your life. Not only the quality of your life, but the contentment, you know, within you. Recognizing that you know at any point in time, you're the one in charge.
Right.
Right? I mean, yes. What is that? What's that worth?
No, it's priceless.
Yeah. I know that's sort of a cliche now because of that that commercial, you know.
Yeah.
It's priceless. But it truly is priceless.
It's true.
Yeah. And so the digestive issues that you had, can you highlight those just a bit? I mean, What digestive issues?
I had gallbladder issues.
And so how did that manifest for symptoms for you? I mean...
Pain.
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 With food, without food?
With food.
Yeah, with food.
Mm-hmm.
And was there anything else? I mean, did you have bloating? Did you have any, you know, any other types of things there?
No. No, just the pain.
Yeah. And wasn't there something else too? I mean, you know, remember, people don't know your last name; they don't know who you are. But
PMS.
Yeah, yeah, that's important. And the reason I ask you to acknowledge it is because I have showed you that's also related to what gland?
The thyroid.
Not the ovaries.
Right.
Not the ovaries. How many times have you heard that?
Too many.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So in addressing your nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing, because that's what we did, right? I mean, with the nutrition response testing, we used the muscle testing, which, by the way, was interesting to you?
It was very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, different?
Very.
Unusual? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, unusual. But not painful in any way?
No. No.
And by just simply allowing... me to do my thing, finding out what was going on, we found your nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing. And now, would you ever use another supplement or a product that you put in your mouth or on your body without knowing whether or not it tested well? Would you?
No.
Why?
Because I don't know. It has to be good for me. It has to, my body needs to be able to use it.
It needs to be able to recognize that there isn't any kind of interference or problem with it, right?
Right.
And does that make total sense to you now?
Oh, yeah.
And why? I mean, can you explain it a little bit, maybe just for others? Why does it make sense to you?
Because sometimes if there's, for example, a treatment that's it's good for everybody, that's not necessarily true because your body may not accept it or may not need it.
And you actually had experience with that.
Yes.
I mean, you did a bunch of other types of treatments.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Yeah. And of course, those other treatments, you said that some of them gave you temporary results, and that was for your, was that temporary results for all of your symptoms or temporary results just for some of them?
For all of them.
For all of them. Mm-hmm. And so that temporary results was really the effect of not knowing what your individual nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing. And you would agree with that now.
Yes, definitely.
And that is what nutrition response testing is. That's what it does, right?
Yes.
You walk into the store. How many supplements had you used prior to using the standard process I've now put you in touch with?
About 15, so. Yeah, I was a vitamin fanatic.
Yeah, like, and you chose these vitamins using what technique?
Literature.
Yeah, reading, literature.
Exactly. Oh, this is good for you.
Right, and this does this, and this does this, and this does this. Mm-hmm. So that's it. And the result of those things were that they didn't do what they were supposed to do, right?
Right.
And the only difference now is not just the fact that it's standard process, but the fact that you're tested for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had an experience specifically, and I know you don't have to go back to, you know, too far to think about this, when you were experiencing some symptoms, and I had you do some things, and we're going to take a break here shortly, but I want you to remember that experience of taking some supplements and getting immediate relief?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hold on to that thought?
Sure.
Because I want to relate that to folks.
Okay.
But it demonstrates the definitive nature of finding out exactly what an individual's needs are, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll find out exactly what that experience was.